Praise the Lord. Let me show you one small secret. Open 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. It says, verse 5. That scripture says, we who are believers, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. Somebody shout, holy priesthood. Say it again. Say it again. We are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to do what? To offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And describing who we are further in verse 9, Peter says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. He emphasizes that priesthood. An holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. That is who we are. In the Old Testament, there is the priesthood. Your duty is to stay at the altar continually and minister on behalf of the people. And we are supposed to be, and there is a law as priests. We are priests. Every Christian is a priest, man or woman. That is who we are spiritually. And there are laws. There are things that you should do and you should not do. There is even the dress you are supposed to put on. Once you have that dress on, as prescribed by God, everybody sees you and knows this is a priest. Now, but there's something that happened so that why I went here, so that you will understand Zechariah chapter 3. Let's read it. Zechariah chapter 3, from verse 1. Zechariah in the Old Testament. And he showed me Joshua the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the deliverance took place. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that has chosen Jerusalem, rebuke thee. Is not this a branch plucked out of the tree? Take note here, before we continue. I say I want to show you something for somebody who may be listening to me for the first time. Because many of us, we think that deliverance comes by fasting. And we go and start doing dry fasting. Look, let's go. He said, let's go to the scriptures. He said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. With all thy getting, the psalmist say, get understanding, get knowledge, because your freedom comes from knowing the truth. The truth concerning every aspect of your life. There is a knowledge you have that makes you stay where you are. The poor man that the policeman we arrest and drop inside prison yard. Have you not observed it? They forget him there inside police cell for 1 week, 2 weeks. But when they take an enlightened man, even if he's an illiterate, he will pick a lawyer because he can afford a lawyer who has knowledge to work for him, through the knowledge of that lawyer, he never stays beyond 2 days, 3 days. If they will keep you in the police law longer than 2 days, according to the law, after 2 days, they must charge you to court. If not, release him on bail. And bail is free from police station. But how many of you have paid? Pay with I beg. You pay with I beg. Unknown to you that if you have evidence that you secure your bail and then you paid some money before they bailed you, the policeman, even the DPO, will lose his job if you report him. Without just show evidence, now phone call will come out and from there. People don't know it. Ignorance, ignorance. That is why I say, as a Christian, I say, you should not be in bondage. That's why I say, listen to my English. I didn't say you cannot be in bondage. I say, you should not be in bondage. They mean two different things. You cannot, I say, Satan has no power over you again. Because he has no power over you, you should not be in bondage. I'm speaking grammar. But you can be in bondage. Christian can be in bondage. A Christian filled with the Holy Ghost can be possessed. Witches and wizards can kill you. They can poison you. But the Bible says you will pick up any deadly thing. Even if you drink poison, it will not hurt you. Didn't the Bible say so? But there are Christians that will drink and it will kill them. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about knowledge now. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The reason is that when they catch that big man, he will. Didn't you see that? Metu? What's that his name? Metu. Olisa Metu. Eh? He wrote something. Then after he discovered that it will implicate him, because he knows the law, it is what I write you will use against me. When the lawyer, he grabbed the thing, tear the teeth, scatter and chop them. Nobody, wait till you see him now. Show me evidence, I talk him. Did I say it? Where is the evidence? They say he tear them. Go prove for court. Say I tear them now. You go tell me how I take tiara. Because they know the law. You know, criminals are very smart. It is innocent people that don't know what to do. If not, well, I was somebody's forwarded one message to me that the governor, one WhatsApp to the governor of Kaduna State that decided before you preach now, they are passing a law in the House of Assembly. You get a license. The license will last for whether 1 month or 1 year. Then you have to renew it. Then before any external minister will come, they will have to interview him. They will do what. And they forwarded it to me. And me, I have my knowledge. I replied the person that sent it to me. I said, get out. It is not possible in Nigeria. Why? Because that would be contrary to the constitution of Nigeria that guarantees freedom of religion. That's freedom of religion. You may stop me from worshiping in this place because the land use decree gives the whole land to the government so they can revoke it. But you cannot stop me from worshiping my God. By the same constitution. You must know your law. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a pastor. But I know my rights. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When they demolished this place, the case was in the court. They left the court. I came and demolished this place. All I did was that I went to the police commissioner. I said that this case is in court, and there was an order led by a police officer that brought the demolition squad and they demolished this place. I say that is contempt of court. A matter that is already in court, lawyers call it sub judice. Hallelujah. Why is it that you break law? Oh, glory be to God. Before they came to demolish, they came one day with how many lorry loads of policemen at the gate there. 1 year before they came and demolished, they came with chain that they are sealing this place. Our lawyer, we only phoned our lawyer, and our lawyer came and said, this is the paper, we are in court. Why are you coming? They said, well, we are from order from above. We have been asked to seal this place. He said, if you seal this place, I will break the chain. They put it, and he broke the chain. He said, now arrest me for breaking it. He said, carry me and go. The police know that this man is about to use them to make money. Because he will sue them and charge them. When you know your rights, case was before the court. They took our lawyer. They were going behind doing their nonsense, using money up and down with police. The next thing he saw it in the newspaper that he is wanted. Over a case that they are already in the court. You are declaring him that he is wanted. And they were looking for him to arrest him. They even came to the court there. There was a way he escaped through the fence and left. The next thing was he sued the Nigerian police and sued everywhere. And they charged them how much? 1.something billion. The case is still on. Police, they back up till today to withdraw the case. Till today. That they must pay him. He has reduced it. Okay, I will take only 600 million. Till today, till this I'm telling you now, they are still begging him. When people know their rights, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So they are looking for a way to kill him. He immediately went and lodged complaints, said they are after his life. So he needs police protection. Police now, they are battling. Okay, who is the person that did it? Okay, who did it? I am saying something here. When you don't know your right, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So it is spiritually. So it is spiritually. Praise the Lord. When they went to finish with police, we are reminding ourselves yesterday, when they went to use the police against us, the first thing they did, when they discovered that they could not move us away, even after they demolished this place, they want to go and use thugs to come and deal with us. Then, since they cannot use police, the next thing we have, police commissioner withdrew the police that protect these premises. Withdraw them. On Tuesday like this, program was on. They arrived from the police headquarters and told all the policemen here that they should report the headquarters. What happened? Said they are doing illegal duty. We brought the paper that the Inspector General of Police approved for them to come here. They say it's forged paper. Forged, eh? All right. Praise God. The next day, those thugs came here. They came second time again. I was able to meet the police commissioner face to face. I said, you withdraw our police. Or you have returned them back. We have shown you the paper. He said, no. You see, it's not like that. Blah, blah, blah. I said, now, as a citizen, if I feel my life is threatened, am I not entitled to police protection? I have written you now. I have told you that my life is threatened. Send police to avert anything. You are telling me this. Okay. We got information 1 week after that they are coming again. It was in my house. I phoned the police commissioner. I phoned him. I said, I told you to return police to the church. You refuse. I have heard they are coming. Now, if they come, there will be bloodshed. And for your information, I am recording this phone telephone talk. I'm calling you now. I'm recording it. I said, if anything happens, there will be bloodshed. Since you refuse to protect us, we shall protect ourselves. If anything happens, I will use this phone call against you. He said, no, Pastor, wait. Pastor, wait. I cut the phone. They didn't come till date. Those people will not come. The police knew better than to go and stop whoever wants to do it. Listen, church, when you know your rights, I am giving you this example so that you will understand it also spiritually. You cannot be in bondage. Why? On the cross, there was something that happened. In the Garden of Eden, man lost God's protection. We were separated from God and Satan took over. The cause of sin was following man. Satan therefore had dominion over us. He can decide whatever he likes to do with any human being. Reduce us to what we are today. Because man sinned and a curse was following us. But it took God to stop that by what he did through the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross on Calvary. That power that Satan had, hallelujah, it broke that power to those who believe. Praise the Lord. I am telling you, this is the ABC of salvation. And this is the foundation of our faith. This knowledge of what Jesus Christ did on the cross on Calvary. You shout Jesus and you don't even know who he is. You shout the blood of Jesus Christ and you don't even know what the power is in that blood is. You don't go to church and you sing like others sing. You pray in Jesus' name. You don't even know. If it goes with a knowledge. That's why I was advising a pastor who was, and even when somebody sent me that text also during the week. I was telling a pastor this morning who called me. I said, he doesn't know what is wrong with him for some time. His spiritual life is just like he's in a stupor. Pray, I cannot pray. Read, I cannot read. Study, I cannot study. I'm just like that. I'm confused. I quickly called him. I told him, I said, you are walking with God by feeling. I don't walk with God by feeling. If I'm not able to pray, I lie down and sleep. When I wake up, I'm able to pray, I will pray. Unless Satan not tell me, hey, you don't pray, you are finished, you will die. I pray before I got saved. Did I pray before I received salvation? While I was yet a sinner. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sister, what did you do? Now you chase your husband. Who gave husband for here? You don't marry. Never marry. You're among people disappointing men. Are you the disappointing man? Why you never marry? Any young girl will never marry at rich age. Now you the disappointing man. Who don't marry for here? Who marry? You don't marry. I can see your wedding ring. Eh?
Yes, sir.
Now you chase your husband.
No, sir.
Eh?
No, sir.
No, but you chase him.
I'm not chase him.
You are sure you don't chase him?
No, sir.
It's just a worker. One guy, they die for you.
He's the one that chased him.
He chased you. Do you know what attracted him to you?
I don't know.
You don't know? Oh, he loves me. I cannot tell why. He loves me. I cannot tell why.
Calvary tree, he suffers for me. He loves me. I cannot tell why.
Hallelujah.
He loves me. I cannot tell why. He loves me. I cannot tell why. Oh, Calvary tree.
When you pray with a knowledge behind you, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, then you will understand what power knowledge gives you. It's not from vibration you're feeling, nothing like that, nothing like that. Anytime I am tired and I cannot sleep, I say, Lord, I'm so tired, I cannot fellowship with you now. Make a rest more. I will lie down and sleep. And when I wake up, I'm strong. I say, Holy Ghost, oh yeah, when we continue to talk, that time when I never get picky, tell me now why I never get picky up to now. Now pray, I know they pray, I've been waiting. Eh? You know, see some they burn, they throw away. Where my own, they delay like this. Now you are talking with a relationship, not by constraint. I've seen people on the mountain, try fasting. Waiting to happen. For 7 days now, no food, no water. Waiting to happen. Power must change hand. Now fasting, power change hand on the cross on Calvary. That's where power change hand. You are ignorant of the cross on Calvary. Go back to the cross on Calvary, power will change hand. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. That is where power change hand, by the way of the cross. So I'll cherish that old till my trump is alive. I will cling to the old cross and cross, and the changes of forever. Power does not change hand by any fast. Not by any fasting. As something you are supposed to do, which is going to lead you to understand water baptism. So that you know, if you are not baptized correctly, I am telling you, you are wasting your time, no matter what fasting you have done. Power changed hand on the cross on Calvary. Power did not change hand in any mountain. Didn't change hand at the Koyi mountain. It did not change hand at Jayola. What is that mountain for your village? Ekiti mountain. That's not where it changed hands. If you want power to change hand, this is thus said the Lord. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And before he gave up the ghost, what did he say? It is finished. Can we stand up? Hallelujah. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Because he lives,
fear is gone.
All fear is gone.
Because I know.
Because I know. He holds my fear. Live.